Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Richard Chambers, Esquire, who's Deputy Director of the Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Service. And Richard's here this morning to talk to us about legal help for the poor and other legal assistance in Maryland. So, Richard, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for coming. First of all, for our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a bit about the service?
Yeah, Maryland Volunteer Lawyers Service is a nonprofit organization headquartered in Baltimore that provides pro bono legal service to low and moderate income people statewide. Most of our clients are in Baltimore City in the Baltimore metro area, but we have clients from Ocean City to Oakland. So it's a statewide organization.
Mm-hmm.
We've been around for 30 years. We have a diverse and excellent board of directors made up of lawyers and other important people from the Baltimore metro area and statewide.
Mm-hmm.
And we serve in the neighborhood of 2,000 low and moderate income people a year who need legal assistance.
Mm. Wow, that's great. That's great. And what's your background?
I'm an attorney. I'm the deputy director here. Before I was the deputy director for Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Service, I worked as their director of community development. So what I did was I provided assistance to nonprofit organizations that needed legal help. I've been the director of a couple nonprofit organizations in the past. I've been a solo practitioner as an attorney. So, but I'm very, very enthusiastic about legal service for low and moderate income people. I mean, I'm a very firm believer that we have to have some more equal justice in this country and in the, particularly in the state of Maryland. People often need attorneys and they can't pay for them. So we're here to help with that.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the dilemma is that we tend to think that people have help. Have legal help, but that's not really true. It's not automatic.
No, it's not automatic. I mean, there are different organizations across the state that can provide assistance to people. The first line of defense is usually the Maryland Legal Aid Bureau, which is a very large statewide organization. They have offices throughout the state, and they provide direct legal services to low-income people. Our job is to fill a hole that is there for a lot of people who are low to moderate income, what we would consider the working poor. We do not provide direct legal services. What we do is we connect individuals who need legal help to pro bono attorneys in the private sector who will provide this service for free.
So you're kind of a broker.
In a way, we are. I mean, we're there to connect people who need help with the people who will provide it. And we provide trainings for attorneys, and we help assist both clients and attorneys so that every case that we help with has a good result. But a lot of people don't get the help they need. There's no automatic system for getting legal help. People, unfortunately, they have to go out and seek it. And there are options out there, but, you know, maybe there aren't enough.
Yeah, yeah. And what's the history of providing legal help to low moderate income in Maryland is, I guess Maryland nationally is pretty good, huh?
Overall, Maryland has quite a few legal service providers for low and moderate income people. We're certainly in better shape than a lot of the states in the South, the Midwest, where they really don't have a very large percentage of pro bono attorneys, and they don't have robust legal aid societies. So we do pretty well in Maryland. There's a lot of providers. Baltimore City has a lot of legal service providers who could help people. So we're doing pretty well in Maryland compared to other states, but we could always do better.
Yeah, yeah. And the critical thing to remember, I think, is that the fact that Maryland is good nationally doesn't necessarily mean that people who need legal assistance are getting it.
Absolutely. There was an international study done. I believe the American Bar Association was involved with it, where they basically ranked nations in terms of access to legal services. And the United States was near the bottom. Mm. We really don't have enough of an understanding, I think, in our society of the need for attorneys to provide assistance to low and moderate income people. The reality is people on the lower level of the economic spectrum also often have more legal problems. They're often forced to deal with bureaucracy that they don't understand, where they need some legal help to help them through the process. And we do a lot, but we don't do enough. And in comparison to other countries, we don't do enough.
Yeah, that's we forget that. I guess we forget if we don't have direct contact with those problems. So one remembers that one needs legal help when someone passes, or when you're in a car accident, or God forbid, you're sued or whatever it is. But until that time, if you're middle class or whatever you are, you don't really think about legal help until it absolutely, you get caught in a situation where you realize that wait a second, you're not getting your full rights. You're not protecting yourself. You're not getting all of that you're entitled to under the system.
Well, the old joke is everybody hates lawyers until they need one. we just don't think about it when we're not in that situation where maybe there's a custody issue, or you know, there's been a car accident, or a relative has died and we need somebody to help with the estate process. So you're right. We don't think about it enough, and I think that if we, you know, we're often known as a very litigious society, and I suppose that's true to a certain extent. But I don't think we give enough thought to the need for low and moderate income people to have lawyers. There's often a tendency in our society to think of, you know, lawyers as kind of the bad guys, but we're here to help people navigate through a system that is often complex, sometimes for good reasons, and people need help.
And very difficult to navigate through if you don't have the education
or
the experience in dealing with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or the self-confidence.
And that's a big issue. Yeah. Is a lot of people will come to us after they've tried to somehow handle their situation on their own, and finally, you know, we're seen as sort of the last resort. Often, though, if they came to us earlier, when it comes to their problems, we can help them quicker and get them better help. So people need to know that lawyers are out there to help.
Yeah, yeah. Could you give us some contact information, please, for the service?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, if an individual is looking for legal assistance, they can either call our number directly, which is 410-547-6537. And we have paralegals on staff Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., who can talk to you and get some information about your problem and make a determination as to whether or not you are eligible for our services.
Right.
But 24/7, we are online. Mm-hmm. And it is www.mvlslaw.org. That is mvlslaw.org. And you can apply for services online. And if you can do that, we'd prefer you do that. But you can always call Monday through Thursday, 9 to 1.
Okay, great. And is your legal assistance confined to certain areas, or is everything?
We're statewide with a couple exceptions. Montgomery County and Prince George's County both have their own pro bono legal service providers. Mm-hmm. And there is an organization on the Eastern Shore that handles some of the midshore counties like Dorchester and Queen Anne's. Otherwise, the Baltimore metro area, Southern Maryland, Lower Shore, Cecil County, Western Maryland, we can help individuals with problems in those areas.
Okay. And that would be in criminal law as well as?
We only handle civil matters.
Civil.
We only handle civil issues. The majority of what we do is related to family law, divorce, custody, issues of that matter. We can handle criminal record expungements, though, and I know that's a big issue with many, many people. People often can't get a job because they have a criminal record. And although there's a lot of misinformation about, you know, what can be expunged, I would advise people who feel like they may qualify for criminal record expungement to call us. We can have attorneys help with that. But we don't handle criminal cases.
Uh-huh. What? Please give us a sampling of the kind of cases you do get.
Well, they run the gamut. The majority are, of course, family law, and but we handle a lot of tax issues. That's something that a lot of people don't realize. They'll get a 30-day notice from the Internal Revenue Service saying that they didn't pay their taxes in 2006, 2007, and they don't know where to turn. They feel like, you know, they're helpless. Well, they can turn to us, and we can provide an attorney who can work out a payment plan or an offer in compromise with the Internal Revenue Service and can help somebody who is in need get from underneath that IRS debt. We handle foreclosure issues, people who need modification of their loan, people who might be in a situation where Chapter 7 bankruptcy is an option. We can help with Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Divorce, custody, they're big with us. We have a lot of wonderful family law attorneys who handle those kind of cases pro bono. And that is still the core of what we do is family law. But many, many cases are bankruptcy, foreclosure, tax issues, and we can do small estate work, landlord-tenant issues. If it's a civil matter, there's a good chance we can handle it.
Well, that's wonderful, and it's pro bono, which means free.
Free, absolutely. Wow. These are volunteer attorneys in the private sector who want to help people who need help.
I might be giving you a call.
Feel free, Monday through Thursday.
That's great. That's great. And you have what opportunities do you have for lawyers? Are you always looking for lawyers?
We are always looking for lawyers. We have over 2,000 attorneys statewide on our volunteer panel. These are attorneys who are in good standing with the bar and who want to help, and we can call upon them for assistance. Each year, out of those 2,000, somewhere between 500 and 700 actually take a case. That's a pretty high percentage when you consider we've been around for 30 years. We still have, out of that 2,000, 500 to 700 a year take cases. But we're always looking for more. We're always looking for attorneys who maybe handle things that are a little out of the ordinary. Trust and estate attorneys are great. Attorneys who handle bankruptcy. There's a lot of attorneys out there who handle family law matters and domestic matters. But sometimes some of the issues on the margins, attorneys who handle landlord-tenant, maybe an attorney who handles zoning issues. We have a lot of nonprofit clients, organizations that are not-for-profit organizations, not-for-profit, who maybe they need an attorney to help them with a zoning matter. So we're always looking for attorneys. Great. Just give us a call or go online. We're always looking for help.
At 410-547-6537.
Absolutely. And if you're an attorney, going online to mvlslaw.org, you can actually apply to be a volunteer online, which is the best way to do it if you're an attorney and you want to be a volunteer.
Okay, great. Thank you. We got about a minute left, and I wanted to ask you, because I know that when we first started talking in this show, you mentioned how that Maryland needs to do more. We've got a legislative session coming up. What needs to be done?
Well, there's a million things that could be done, but I think that having a one thing that would be great is having mandatory pro bono service for attorneys. We don't have that in Maryland, and there's a lot of there are reasons pro and con. I don't want to get into all of them, but I think that there's a lot of wonderful attorneys out there. There's so many wonderful attorneys, so many wonderful firms who do so much great pro bono work. But there are other states that make pro bono service mandatory, or at the very least do more to emphasize it. We have a wonderful chief judge here, Chief Judge Bell, who really goes out of his way to emphasize the need for pro bono service. But we can always do more, and I think we will.
Great. Well, with the work of folks like you, Richard, our state will definitely make progress.
Thanks, Bill.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Richard Chambers, Esquire, who's Deputy Director of the Maryland Volunteer Lawyer Service, for being our guest. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
We will.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.